I wish we had that in Stillwater.
Well, that's where they get this from. It's up in Missouri here.
We could use it. What's that? You have no clouds in the sky, and then no clouds start to appear. You say the clouds are what?
We say there's some floating clouds, and we usually call them in the summertime dry weather floaters.
Oh.
We see them little clouds floating around, we say we're going to have some dry weather, them dry weather floaters, we call them.
And if the clouds, if more and more start to appear, you say the clouds are...
Well, we say it's thickening up. We may have some rain yet.
Now, speaking of rain, if you get a brief rain, what do you call it?
You mean a brief rain, that's a small rain, or...
Yeah.
We call that showers.
What if it's real heavy? Just
we call it downpour, we call it. Just plumb toad strangler or something like that.
And what if with this rain you get thunder and lightning? What do you call that?
We call that a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh. Which way does your rain usually come from here?
It usually comes from the southwest.
How about your wind?
Storms come from the southwest, mostly. Sometimes it'll come in from the northwest, but usually from the southwest.
You get anything from up here?
Hardly ever. If we do, it's just a heavy shower.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly ever get rain from the east. Now, we usually, when we get wind out of the east for 2 or 3 days, then we're liable to get rain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works.
And if you've had heavy fog around, you say the weather is what?
We say it's foggy.
Uh-huh.
Foggy this morning.
And a lot of
it was called it smog. We call it fog.
Oh, that smog is awful.
Yeah.
That was after my time, thank goodness.
Yes.
What would you call a long period of dry weather when your crops
grow
up?
Drought. Uh-huh. We've got a drought on here now. Going to burn our stuff all up.
And if you've had a gentle breeze and the wind, there's more and more, and then even more wind, you say the wind is doing what?
We're fixing to blow up a storm. We'd suggest as a fixing to blow up a rain or a storm or something.
Uh-huh. And if this wind has been blowing hard
for 2 or 3 days,
and then it starts to...
you would say that we ain't going to get no rain out of this. This wind's slacking up.
Uh-huh. How about rain? If it's been raining hard and then the rain begins to...
It begins to slack up?
Yeah.
We say the rain's about over, I believe. It's kind of quit raining.
And then in the fall, maybe around Thanksgiving, maybe before, you go out and you see this white stuff on the ground and on the roof.
Frost.
Yeah.
Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call that Jack Frost. And it is Jack Frost, too.
What kind of houses do the early settlers have here? All log?
All log houses, practically.
Mm-hmm.
That is before we had very many sawmills, you know, and things of that kind to saw this lumber with. Oh, they didn't mind getting out, you and I, once a month, and now and then. They didn't mind that at that time. I was born in a log house. You see, I can remember back when I was born in a log house and fireplace. We had raised lots of pumpkins, we raised lots of corn, and as I told you, lots of meat and lots of sorghum, and we enjoyed life. Yes, we did. We really enjoyed life.
It's interesting how when you have, good, substantial things, but not any...
Fancy things.
You don't concentrate on those as much, and if you've got
that's
a few
right.
fancy things, then you start to concentrate
that's
on
right.
those, and the whole point of view changes.
We didn't have any money, but we didn't have to have any money much. Mm-hmm. We had a way of living and getting along well without too much money.
Mm-hmm. You say you've driven a buggy much?
Oh, yes. When I was married, I had a... putting in a brand new buggy, one of the best buggy horses there was in the country anywhere.